Seems like just a couple of years ago, we were hearing one governor after another regret the dire straits of his or her state's finances in a January message to the legislature. Well, this January, the state of the state messages heard from governors around the country, from Minnesota to California, from Tennessee to Texas, were not so uniformly glum.
Minnesota has tackled some tough problems, and together we've made some good progress. We'll end the current budget cycle with the books balanced and our reserve and cash flow accounts restored.
Last year, we stopped the bleeding. This year, we must heal the patient. To continue California's recovery, this year, we must reform the way government spends its money.
Next year will be thin, and we can't do it all. But this budget leaves our rainy day fund at the highest level in the history of our state.
Hey, there were dark economic clouds that were over the state. They're dissipating. They're dissipating into an emerging blue sky of opportunity. In the last 15 months, we have added 162,000 jobs to the rolls in Texas.
The National Conference of State Legislatures reported a couple of months ago state finances are improving, at least in the short term. Joining us is the conference's fiscal analyst, Arturo Perez, who is in Denver. Mr. Perez, could you give us some meaningful measure of what's happening in state capitals this year?
Our most recent look at state finances found that all but three states were reporting that revenues were right on track or above where they expected them to be as they approached the midpoint of their current fiscal year. And only three states, in fact, were reporting that they expected a budget gap before the close of the fiscal year.
And if we were to look at the extremes, who are the states that are getting more in the red and who are the states that are most in the black?
Michigan, for example, and New Hampshire and Nebraska had mentioned that they had anticipated budget gaps for the current year that they would have to deal with in some ways. And states that were very much on the positive side would include states like Wyoming, where the situation has been very much improved because of the better-than-expected performance of severance-based taxes, such as those on coal and natural gas.
Well, what is the big story here? If the situation in the states is generally improved, is it that tax revenues of various kinds are greater than they were a couple of years ago, or is it that the states cut so much spending in recent years that they've brought spending down into balance with their revenues?
When we talk about states and their revenue performance, we're talking about improving situation with things such as the personal income tax and the corporate income tax due to an improving overall economy. And so as the economy improves, the situation for state finances will follow as well. So that's sort of the outcome of the improving economy that we see across the country.
That there is a rising tide and that it sounds like about 47 of the boats are indeed rising with it.
And that is, in fact, the situation with most states, that the rising tide in the economy has lifted most states.
In the November 2004 report, you folks wrote, state finances are improving, at least in the short term. How short is the short term?
The short term is pretty much this fiscal year. The situation with regards to potential budget problems looming down the horizon is in regards to the upcoming fiscal year, which states are currently in session and debating.
What is looming over the horizon? Rather short horizon, it sounds.
What's looming for many states are structural deficits that are cropping up as a result of expenditures or projected expenditures outstripping the state's ability to cover their costs with the revenues they have. Programs like Medicaid, for example, are growing at a much faster rate than states can currently cover with their current revenue situations.
Do you get the sense at the National Conference of State Legislatures that with surpluses, once again, if only for the short term, there are some interesting spending ideas percolating throughout the state legislatures? Or is it seen as mostly time just to put the money away for a rainy day that's coming very soon or give out tax cuts?
States will be trying to rebuild the rainy day fund balances that they tapped into over the last few years. In many states, the rainy day fund balances are now at zero. That means that they've depleted them after essentially building them up just prior to the most recent recession. So as revenues start to improve, we'll start seeing states building up their reserves and then sort of back to levels that the folks on Wall Street like to see states maintain, which is anywhere from 3 to 5% of their general fund budget.
In any case, it sounds like it's going to be more fun being in state government this year than it was, say, 2 years ago.
Compared to 2 or 3 years ago, the situation for state lawmakers is much improved in terms of the decisions they have to make. But at the same time, there are many concerns regarding what looms ahead in terms of the next fiscal year or even further out because of the rising costs from certain programs such as Medicaid.
Arturo Perez, who is fiscal analyst for the National Conference of State Legislatures, speaking to us from Denver. Thanks a lot for talking with us today.